Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. By the way, be sure and drop us a note or, and this is new, send us a short audio clip telling us what's on your mind, what's going on for the summer, your favorite vacation story, that kind of thing. Just use a smartphone or a digital recorder and send the file, or just a note if you'd rather, to our email address at indianaweekend@gmail.com. It's the end of the line at the end of this month for an East Central Indiana tradition. The Carthage-Knightstown-Shirley Railroad, the CKS, shuts down at the end of August after 27 years of train rides through the countryside south of Knightstown. We climbed aboard the other day and took a ride with Tom Allison, a retired Indianapolis firefighter who owns the train and does everything from run the engine to run the concession stand. He's a guy constantly on the move, but at the end of one busy day recently, we sat on the observation platform of a rail car after all the passengers had left. Tom is 79 years old, the plain-spoken, tell-it-like-it-is kind of guy you would expect to be running, almost single-handed, a railroad out in the country.
We've been here 27 years, made a lot of friends. We have children bringing their children. So we're in the second, third generation of families that have run with us in 27 years. So we're going to miss them. There's no getting around it. We hope they'll miss us. If somebody has the time and could get hold of this and hang on to it for a few years until the economy turns around, it is a beautiful little tourist attraction for Central Indiana area.
And describe for folks who don't know about the CKS Railroad, what do we have here?
Basically, we have a privately owned, privately funded, we get no tax money. We do rely to a heavy extent on people with like interests who volunteer their time to help us. But we run on the 5 miles of real estate and track that we own. The buildings on both ends are tax-paying real estate that we own. And we get them bills twice a year like everybody else.
You must be fabulously wealthy to own your own railroad.
Oh, yeah, right.
You're a retired firefighter, right. And how is it that you came to own this tourism
railroad? I got involved with the railroad tourism or train rides by belonging to the museum down at French Lake, Indiana Railway Museum. I was very active down there for 11 or 12 years back before we got up here. It's a long way down there. I got involved because my wife was from that area. This particular circumstance presented itself. We looked at it long and hard, kicked dirt and spit for about a year, and got into it. And that was 1987.
Word's getting out a little bit that you're getting out of this business. Have you had any tire kickers come by? Wheel kickers?
We have a lot of people come by to wish us well. Today we've had a lot of rail buffs have been taking pictures of us and our operation equipment. That's a good history. Situation. Somebody will preserve the pictures if nothing else. We would hate to see this go away, but at least it'll be recorded for posterity in some way or another.
How are the economics of this? We have 3 cars today, and about how many passengers?
Our normal train here is 3 cars if we have enough people. Now, our first trip today, we only pulled one. We had probably 20 people. The train, without being crowded, we can handle 150 with everybody still being comfortable. We can put another car on, adding 80 more. We don't like to do any more than that because then our facilities get crowded on both ends, and it's not fun. It's got to be fun. It's got to be enjoyable for everybody that's involved in it.
Does that include the engineer?
That includes the engineer, and the president probably sold you your ticket. That's my wife.
Well, I noticed you were driving the train on the way down. You stopped at Carthage. You jumped out, ran in, grabbed a cash box, and opened up the concession stand.
That's right.
And you were serving.
And I put on the Steak and Shake hat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah.
But what you missed was the other hat that I have that I put on when I clean toilets and cut grass. So it's we're well-rounded, we'll put it that way.
I'm just looking, just on this ride down, there's brush and trees that get in the way. You have to maintain the rail line.
Right.
You have a locomotive here with a big diesel engine and electric motors.
And everything that gets done here has to be maintained, usually by us. The biggest problem is, if you don't have sufficient cash flow, everybody knows what that is, you don't have the money to do what needs to be done to maintain what you have. Well, this is the fourth year of this economy being, at best, questionable. We're looking down the road, and the people talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We haven't found the tunnel yet. And unfortunately, at my age, which is 79, I can't wait around for things to change that long.
Have you had to spend, if I can be nosy, have you had to spend your own savings to keep this
running?
Well,
everything here is ours. I mean, up to this point, it's been self-supporting. Not necessarily profitable, but at least self-supporting. But as I look at this thing, there reaches a point where you're starting to feed it. And like a hungry cat, it just keeps wanting more and more and more. So you've got to be careful with it.
How do you sell a railroad? Do you put an ad in the paper? What do you do? Is there no for sale sign?
There are people that are in the business of selling railroad equipment. The word gets out that this is a highly unusual situation. You don't find a railroad of this kind coming on the market. Most are in a non-profit status, which means tax-supported, non-tax-paying. To find one that is operated as a business is kind of unusual.
Did you think about that, becoming a 501c3 organization?
That doesn't put money in my pocket. This is my assets. This is like an accumulation of 27 years. Can't give it away. If we're not successful in finding somebody that is capable of taking it over financially and physically, it will be pieced out. Like any other business, machinery will be sold, track will be sold, scrap, et cetera, et cetera. We hate to even think of that because you can't put that back together once you break it up.
Tom Allison, owner, engineer, chief cook, and bottle washer on the CKS Excursion Railroad that runs between Knightstown and Carthage. The economy's been tough. Tom is 79 now, and after 27 years of touring the countryside on his train, he is ready to retire. If you would like a ride before they close, or maybe you would like to buy the whole thing, Tom's contact information is on our Facebook page, or you can just Google up Knightstown Railroad and look for their link. When we come back, some of the passengers enjoying a ride on the Knightstown line recently, and Tom talks about what it takes to run an operation like this.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Send that email to indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name is Marlene Gillen. I'm from Bloomington, Indiana. Came out here to Knightstown to ride the railroad today. We actually were up here a few weeks ago, and the bridge was being repaired, so we couldn't ride it. And at that time, they told us it was going to cease operations. And we were on our way back from vacation in Ohio and made a point to stop here today.
What is it that you like about this?
Just it takes you back in time. You can imagine what it's like to have been in a car in 1920 going somewhere and get out. It's a real sensory experience of the sights and the smells and the movement. So we like that a lot.
There are a number of these trains around Indiana. Have you ridden other ones?
We have. We on the French Lick Railroad.
Are you rail buffs or?
Not really. We just like the experience of doing some kind of fun things when we're out and about.
It's a different kind of experience, right?
It is.
You're really out in the country.
Yes, and we like traveling the back roads, and this is a great way to experience that from a different perspective.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
I think they're going to put the locomotive on the front end here. Maybe.
Yeah, pull us back.
Yeah.
It would be nice to get back where we came from.
Well, so, for somebody who hadn't done this before, how would you describe it?
I think it's a lot of fun. It's something that, again, you just can't go out and do every day, and unique. It's very unique, and just something fun and unusual to do in Indiana. And that's the nice thing. It's small town Indiana, which is what I like.
Oh, I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning.
It's almost the end of the line for the CKS Railroad, a tour train that runs between Knightstown and Carthage, 30 miles south of Muncie. Owner Tom Allison says increasing costs and dropping ridership tied to the economy have made the business tough to sustain. And since he's 79 years old and has to do everything from run the train to repair the tracks, he says it's now time to get out.
You've been doing this for 27 years. I rode on your railroad just for the first time today, watching the scenery go by. It's a sedate pace. It's not like blasting along at 70 or 80 miles an hour.
No, it's not. It's a totally different experience. And of course, those of us that are old enough to remember, this is how you used to travel. You used to park the car and you got on the train. And you spent hours or maybe a day or two going across the country. But I give lessons to the local grammar school kids that takes them back into the 1700s and 1800s, where I point out that you were born, you grew up, you got married, you raised a family, and you died, and you were probably never got more than 50 miles away from where you were born. And they look at you like you're out of your mind. But this is the way things used to be. Then the railroads came and people started to move. And that it grew and grew and grew. This is how people went west. Wagon train would take you 3 months to get to California. Once they opened the railroad, you would go one end of the country to the other in a week. And it's just mind-boggling to even think about it. But that's history. Now the kid goes out and gets on the plane and he's in California in 3 hours. There's no conception of what it used to be like.
Describe where we are here. We're in Knightstown. This is your depot. We're on the train.
Okay, we are in Knightstown. The original depot buildings no longer exist. The building that we operate from was known as the Knightstown Poultry Company. Today you would think of it as a feed store. But they used to ship train car loads of live chickens from this building. They had special cars. You put them in these wooden crates, which most people have seen at one time or another. There was a small quarters on the car for an individual to ride with them and feed them and water them. And that's what this building was primarily. It was built in 1919, from what we understand.
What rail line is this that you go on?
It used to be the New York Central, the Big Four division. Ran from St. Joe, Michigan to Louisville, right down through central Indiana, down Anderson, Rushville, Greensburg, North Vernon, into Louisville.
And what kind of equipment do you have here? What is the locomotive that you're using?
We are using what are known as center cab GE locomotives. They're primarily industrial switch engines. They would be working in Navy yards, Army depots. As a matter of fact, one of our engines that we have came from the Bunker Hill Air Force Base. When we got it years ago, it was blue and had a white star on the side. It had served its working life at Bunker Hill.
Can I be nosy? What's a piece of gear like that cost?
It seems to me like in 1987, that engine cost about $7,000.
That doesn't seem like much.
It's not now. I bought a used traction motor for this locomotive last year. Cost me $6,800 for a traction motor one. So you can see how things have just gone completely off the wall.
Did you have to teach yourself how to work on all of this
equipment?
Oh,
yes. Well, through the years, I've been in some businesses that involved wrench spinning. I'm a wrench spinner. That's the best way I could describe myself. And you pick up, 20 years in the fire service, you get to know and do and not do stupid things if you want to go home at night. But generally speaking, yes, everything is self-taught. Now, it isn't to say that we don't have some people with some superior skills that come through. And you, like anything else, you learn off of them and pick up off of what they tell you.
In the area of tourism railroads, you have the Indiana Transportation Museum, White River Valley.
Yeah, White Water Valley. At Connersville.
At Connersville and right. French Lick. And CKS here in Knightstown.
And there's one up around Monticello that I have not been to. They've been up there for a couple of years. Exactly what their operation is, I'm not familiar with them, but that's the only other ones that we know of.
There are so many different hats that you wear. I mean, running the train, running the concession stand when the train stops, doing the maintenance. Can you think of a time when you thought to yourself, I can't do this, but then somehow you've made it happen?
Well, we've been doing that for 27 years, but now I'm facing the realities. You know, there are certain things that you just physically can't do within the time constraints that you need to do them in. And you reach that point, that means you have to get somebody else to do them. In order to do that, you have to pay them.
What's a good outcome here? Somebody hears about you and comes along and says, hey, you know, that sounds like a great tourism kind of business. I want to do that. What advice would you have for them?
Well, patience. Other than deep pockets, you have to have some patience. We have, of course, have been in a position to spend what you might call every waking moment with this. Others might not be so fortunate, which means you then have to have people doing things for you. I think if you can weather through this great recession, whatever you want to call it, things get a little more normalized, I think things will come back. But you're looking at least 3 to 4 years before this, it can possibly turn around.
Tom Allison, owner of the CKS Railroad, the Carthage-Knightstown-Shirley line, just one of a handful of short excursion railroads in Indiana. This one's for sale, as you heard. Tom is 79 years old and ready to hand off the reins of the railroad. If you're a buyer or just want to take one last ride, Tom's contact information is on our Facebook page, or you can just Google up Knightstown Railroad and look for their link.
I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
There's still time, just not much time, to take a ride on one of the state's remaining excursion railroads. The CKS Railroad in Knightstown closes at the end of this month after 27 years. I went for a ride the other day up in the locomotive with engineer and owner, 79-year-old Tom Allison.
There's a mystique to railroading. You've worked in it a long time. It wasn't your primary business as you were growing up, but you're a part of it.
Every little boy has a model train. The only difference is that this is bigger than the others, but yes, there's a mystique to it. You had movies like the cowboys and the Indians and on the train. This is the way it was. The whistle blows, the bells ring, your mind goes off into the distance along with the train itself. You're right.
How long would it take you to teach somebody to drive this train? Oh. I mean, that's one thing they better be able to do, right?
Okay. There's an old saying that from the days of steam engines. You can teach a monkey to run a diesel. Steam engines used to have personalities. No two were alike. You handled each one of them differently. You listened for the sounds, etc. Diesels, not so much. So now, I'll have every railroad engineer in the country screaming if they hear this, but that basically is what it amounted to. A reasonably intelligent individual learned to run this line
Now, when you were pulling in at Carthage, I noticed you kind of easing it up there. I mean, you have...
We have marks. This is where the engineers and any railroad know their section. They know the line they're on. They go off that line onto another section, they're not qualified there. They don't know the grades, they don't know the curves, they don't know the stopping points. We've been here long enough, I almost named all the ties.
Tell me about one of the good days being out here when you, in 27 years, you look back on some really good days.
We have done every year for 20-some years, in October, a pumpkin patch out in the middle of that valley that we just rode through. We stop on the way back, let all the kids on the train go out in this field, it's full of pumpkins. They can have any pumpkin in that field as long as they can get it back to the train. That's the only rule. Now we have them the size of a baseball, bigger than a basketball. It's a fun project and it's a riot to watch. It's also has been our busiest time of year and a lot of work. But it has been a wonderful experience working with people. The parents, the grandparents, the kids love it. And we have thoroughly enjoyed working with folks on that.
There's going to come a time in the next few weeks when you make your last run. What's that going to feel like?
I don't know. I've never done it before. I've left various projects through the years. I haven't had any problem with it, but this one I've lived with an awful long time. We live adjoining the track. The shutting down of the line I don't think will be so hard as if we ever have to start taking it up. That might be a little problem.
That's railroad engineer, train owner, concession stand operator Tom Allison. Google them up at Knightstown Railroad or check out our Indiana Weekend Facebook page for contact information. It's about $8 for adults for a round-trip ticket. There's a discount for children. The ride is about an hour through some beautiful eastern Indiana countryside. That would be reason enough. But another reason to ride the Knightstown Railroad before it closes? The chance to meet Tom Allison, an Indiana original. There aren't many folks like this. A retired suburban Indianapolis firefighter buys a short excursion railroad, runs it for 27 years. He's got both the toughness it takes to do something like that and the tenderness of respect for the rails. Meet this man. You won't regret it. And with that, my friends, our show pulls into the station at the end of the line once more. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. And if you like, consider sending us a short audio clip telling us what's on your mind, what's going on for the summer, your favorite vacation story. Just use a smartphone or a digital recorder, speak your piece, and email the file to us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.